The response, the Alleluia verse we just heard, reflect the very first words recorded of our Lord speaking in the Gospels. First words of our Lord were, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand." Here it gives us a little bit more. Repent and believe the gospel, the kingdom of God is at hand. And then we see in the gospel passage, this is our Lord sending out the disciples two by two. It is this passage that St. Francis heard when he said, "This is what I long for, this is what I want, this is it." He would go with almost nothing and go and preach the gospel everywhere. That's what St. Francis understood here, or was interpreted for him. And he went off and repeated. You know what it says, they preached, the disciples have preached when they went. They preached repentance. That word literally means convert. We have to turn around from something. We're going in the wrong path, we have to turn around and start going the right path. And the path we're going around in is sin. This is what it's telling us. We have to convert from sin. Our Lady would tell the children of Fatima the same thing, tell the world to stop sinning and to pray much, and to pray the rosary every day. She taught them, as it were, to lead a life of deep prayer, not just prayer, deep prayer, a certain union with God, even now, here in this life. That would bring us to that very conversion, a union with God that starts right here and now. And that today's saint did from very early on. She led a life in union with God, so much so she gave her life for that. So she was united to him. She even gave her virginity to him. And she maintained that to the very end and gave up her life for him. That is Saint Agatha, whose name means good. And that is how it was for her. She was good. And that is what we are all taught also. We must be good. That is, always conformed to God's will, united with him. And I repeat, it starts here and now. And that it will, if we will, every day, engage in a deep prayer life. Not just a prayer life, a deep prayer life, a sincere union with God starting here and now. That's the conversion we have to make. And it's something really requires of us every day. Every day. Some time with our Lord alone in prayer. Then we too are good and are prepared for the kingdom of God. Praise be Jesus and Mary.